Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Brett and Cliff's Flea Circus. My name's Cliff.
Hello, I'm William the Bastard.
Hello, Billy Bastard.
Thanks.
What's on your T-shirt there?
It's the Beatles on my T-shirt there.
Lovely yellow on you.
It is. I don't normally wear bright colours, but I thought, you know, just for you.
Okay, I appreciate it. You look like one of the Beach Boys.
Do I? Oh, shit.
They're
just geeks, them though. Just geeks.
You look like Mike Love.
He's all right with his beard, isn't he?
You're all right. He's into transcendental meditation and all of that stuff.
Yeah, he gets himself into a few scrapes, if I remember rightly.
I think he fights with the other lads, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, at least I'm one of the good ones.
What you been up to?
Not much, you know, just like working in that and watching a few things on the box and that.
Well,
that's it, really.
I'm going to ask you about watching some stuff because I've been watching some stuff. I've had some late nights working and I've had some things on in the background while I work away.
Right, what?
Obviously, can't watch them 100% and get involved because I've been working. But have you watched the Obi-Wan Kenobis?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I like them. I like anything to do with Star Wars.
Anything.
Apart from the newer films, I was going to say.
Well, this is a spin-off of the new films, isn't it? So,
well, no, of the old films, really. Oh, of the old films, isn't it? But I like it. I think it's good. Well, do you like it?
I don't really like McGregor in much.
Do you not?
He's all right, isn't he? Like, he's all right. He's harmless.
He was all right until he started, like, moaning on about UNICEF and that.
I quite liked him until he started getting on his bike.
I think I've seen 5 minutes of that, and that was enough.
Don't like the other bloke.
I don't know. Just he turns into a different person when he gets on the bike.
He gets on that bike, doesn't he?
Exactly.
I quite enjoyed it. It's all like nostalgia, isn't it? It's just like nods going, oh, that's that person and that's that person.
Uh-huh. I like Princess Leia. She's class.
Good. Yeah, yeah. She's like, and like really fits, like it works as well, doesn't it? The character and the casting. I saw the, what's he called? Boba Fett was in there, just played a different person.
Yeah, because he's a stormtrooper, you're saying he's a clone.
Meant to be the same person. He had a beard, though.
Yeah, but he's grown a beard. Clones are allowed to grow beards, I assume. Who knows? You know, there's the rules.
When you were a kid, did you think stormtroopers were robots?
Yes, I did think they were robots. I didn't associate them with people.
No, I never thought there was people inside them.
No, I didn't associate them with Nazis either.
Well, probably when you were a kid, like, thankfully for us, we didn't have that reference.
Yeah, I didn't meet a Nazi then. I've met loads now.
Yeah. Just have to go to Wetherspoons.
It's just a beer hole. Just meet them in the beer holes. That's what happens.
Yeah, so I watched a bit of that. I liked it. I thought Darth Vader came in a bit too quick for me.
I know that's it, isn't it? But they've brought Hayden Christensen back, though, haven't they?
It doesn't need to be him, though, does it?
It doesn't. He's in a suit, isn't he?
I mean,
poor Hayden's work's dried up recently.
Well, he retired, didn't he? He did that jumper film, I think.
Mm-hmm. Cardigan, it's called.
But he was like widely regarded as an absolutely awful actor, wasn't he? Especially after the Star Wars ones, which was essentially all he had done. And then he did Jumper. Then he said he was retiring. So, I don't know. Like, it's weird to bring him back when it was it like, you know, that Watchmen film that I don't like.
Yes.
You've got the big, is he blue? The big blue thing with the penis.
Mr. Manhattan.
Is that what he's called?
I think that's his name.
The tall one.
Yeah, that's him.
Well, Mr. Manhattan, that doesn't.
Yeah, from the Manhattan Project.
Okay, I don't know what you mean.
Atoms and that.
But that's, he's played by Billy Crudup. You don't need Billy Crudup to play that, do you? So like, you could just get anyone.
He's all right though, him.
I like Billy Crudup. I just didn't think it was necessary to play a computer-generated character that doesn't do anything or say anything.
I've been watching the... I told you I was watching the Staircase thing.
I started watching it the other night.
Did you? Well, I don't know if I should mention this then. Are you going to watch it all the way through?
Probably not, and I've seen the documentary, so I know what comes. Right.
Well, this isn't in the documentary, Cliff.
Just made it up.
Well, apparently not. Who would have guessed it? That what actually happened was she was killed by an owl.
Oh, is the owl in it?
Yeah. She was killed by an owl.
I knew there was owl conspiracies.
Owl conspiracies, yes. An owl did it. How would you fathom that?
I mean, how did it get in the staircase?
It was invited, but then it overstayed its welcome. It started attacking. I mean, it was invited to the party, wasn't it? The two owls.
Of course.
But one left.
The one that's the weird daughter.
I think they're all weird.
I think
they're all weird.
I know, but you remember when you're watching the documentary, you're like, oh, all of these people and the kids are weird. But there's like one really weird daughter. I think the player a bit too weird in this TV show.
I don't think they've weirded it up enough. For the actual weirdness, me and Lisa were talking about it.
He's good though, Firth, isn't he? Like, I don't mean he is good, not right? A fan. I'm not normally a fan, but he's good in this.
No,
like,
I'm not really.
He's believable as the very weird man who
as, wrote that as the not murderer.
The not murderer who wrote that book, and then it's just strange, isn't it? Like it's one of those things, like this true story is if somebody wrote that as a
well, that's it.
You would be like, I mean, no, that's fucking stupid.
If the owl thing is true, right? He's been in prison. He's been in prison for like all them years, and it was an owl. Unbelievable.
Big strong
absolutely
owl,
unbelievable.
Big strong owl. There's
the owl swooping and getting her, and then she falls down the stairs after the owl attack. I mean, that's just unbelievable. Hey, Cliff, do you ever stop yourself like? Just in the morning, I don't know, and wonder to yourself, what's Francis Jeffers doing these days? Because I found myself doing that a little bit.
What did he?
A little bit earlier.
Well, did he? Did you look? Mm-hmm. Look.
I didn't want to spoil it. I didn't want to know, really. I just like the fact that I was thinking about.
What's the last thing you can remember Francis Jeffers doing?
Playing football for Arsenal.
For Arsenal, that was the last thing you can remember. So he was always called, he's Fox in the Box, wasn't he? Arsene Wenger said, I bought me Fox in the Box, but didn't really work out, did it?
Should have bought Kevin Fox instead, didn't he? Bit of a mistake.
He spent 10 million on him.
Cliff, have you ever heard of something called the Parent Network? It's a page on Facebook.
I've heard of it, but I have not.
You've heard of it? Well, you should look at it, because it's the gift. I don't think so. It's for people in South Shields. So that's what it's for.
Is it? Okay.
Oh, that's my understanding of parents. It. Shields parents. So I've got a few for you from the past couple of days, which I'd like to read to you, because I think that you'll like them.
Okay, right? Let's do it. I love this stuff.
Good. Urgently need some advice. There's a cat roaming my street with literally half its head missing. I've called the RSPCA, but automated service just hangs up. And I tried a few local vets, but none can collect the cat. There you go. That's the first one. This one I might struggle with because there's no punctuation in it at all.
Literally half its head.
I don't know. That's what the woman said. Literally half its head. Yes.
Okay.
So, you know.
What half?
I mean, what a sight that would be. Oh, wouldn't you just leave the poor thing to die? I don't know. Or put it out of its misery, throw rocks at it and that.
No,
that's what I might do. Well, that's what I might do.
The top half, the bottom
Next one. I don't know. Let's leave that a mystery. I can't answer the question. So like I say, there's no punctuation in this, but I'll try my best. If you were one of the brats, or you're one of the brat's parents whose brat set alight to the most of Arnold Street back lane this morning at 3:30, please have a word with yourself. My next door neighbour's fence had been set alight with my bed bases out of my garden, and another fence and about 7 or 8 bins. There
what,
you go.
With what's it been set alight with?
Fire.
No, but what? Before the end, the next door neighbour's fence, what?
Before the end?
I heard it says the next door neighbour's fence, something around then.
Probably, I would assume that's on fire as well.
No, but what does it say? It says
and the bins?
Before that, the bit before that.
I don't know, Cliff. I've gone past it now.
What the? What, it's gone.
Who knows?
Forever.
It's, it gone, like it's gone forever. I've deleted it. Would you say that South Shields is quite an affluent area?
I would say it's the opposite of an affluent area.
Well, this person didn't think so. Odd request, but I'm looking for someone who has a Lamborghini.
On the parent network.
My son's obsessed, and I was going to pay someone to give him a ride in one for his birthday.
I'll join for a day and tell him I can sort him one out. He'll have to come over here, though.
If you want one more.
Go on, yeah, I like this.
Right.
Can we have a check-in every week on the parent network?
We certainly can, yes. This one's a good one. Found an injured bird outside of vets, and I don't know who can help.
Maybe it was trying to get there and just...
Who knows?
Almost there.
I like that one.
A few more steps. I don't know who can help. What the fuck, man?
Right, one more. Thank you to the people who stopped my horse who had ran down the road and helped me walk him to meet my friend who took him back to the field. Lucky he's okay and didn't injure himself. He was just very full of himself and took advantage.
Took advantage. Took advantage of what? Like after he got back to the field, took advantage. Yeah, did you?
Oh,
did
you the wonderful parent network.
Yeah, did you see where I got there? Your mate.
I'm taking the piss, mate.
Your mate's not very good at locking his own horse up, is he? I mean, he shouldn't have even let you bring us back.
You're full of yourself, you. You're full of yourself, aren't you? You want to stop it. Stop running off, man.
Oh, he's caught the horse. And he couldn't even be bothered to return the horse himself to the field. I think this might be one of the problems.
I think that might be the problem there.
The horse got out. Luckily, I found him. Can you take him back to the field for us?
What was he doing? Like smoking a cigar? Like being full of himself in that? Sitting cross-legged with a smoking jacket on? Yes, I did. I escaped. And I'll do it again.
Do you think he tricked him and let him out?
He busted him. You're full of yourself.
You've taken advantage of us again. Taking advantage of me better nature every time. I believe you're not going to run away. Anyway,
one more then. One more. How the hell do you get the bolts out when your toilet seat's broken? Who knows? Nobody knows that. Looking for someone who can do personalised biscuits.
What, like, here, Brett, here's your biscuit?
Well, it's just like, I don't know, just like a digestive with my name written on.
This is Brett's biscuit.
Puppet pen.
Fluffing pen. Did you ever get the fluffing pen to write like a bee on your baseball jacket like you are in the
Little League? No, not a bee. But it was the time of the World Cup, and I got me mom to write Gabbiadini on the back of my son's shirt with a 10. She was there for ages. 75 fluffing pens it took.
I was going to say fluffing pen was the best way to do that. Was
well, you know, that's what we thought at the time.
Yeah, I've also watched that Pistol, the Sex Pistols thing by Danny
Boyle. All right, is that any good?
It's exactly what you imagine it's going to be like. It's not that good, it's not that bad. It's a bit daft. It's lots of swearing.
It's a bit daft.
There's lots of breasts in it, Brett. You might be pleased to know. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? I might have gone off them.
Who knows? We're in our 40s after all.
You know, these days, Cliff, I'm more interested in escaped horses, injured birds, cats with half their heads, that type of stuff.
Animal wars.
Pretty much, yeah. And personalised biscuits.
And what would you say your interests are? Animal wars, mainly.
Mainly the plight of animals.
Well, it's all right now, the pistol thing. I've seen some people slating it, but it's not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
So instead, what we have both watched, and
yes,
first off, you need to tell us how you discovered this. We watched the special London Bridge special.
What a lovely name for a day.
From 1972.
Special. From 1972, yes, that's quite a long time ago, that, isn't it, Cliff? Some would say it was ages ago. And I found it simply because I watched a film with Kirk Douglas in, and I noticed that he was in this, and I couldn't resist. So I had a look to see if it was on the YouTube, and oh, by gum, it was.
Okay.
So I watched it, and it's insane.
It is insane, isn't it? It's Tom Jones. A lady, who I can't remember the name of, but I was quite fond
Jennifer
of
Jennifer O'Neill.
Yeah, quite fond of her. Born in Brazil. Yeah.
Is she? Didn't look Brazilian.
Doesn't she?
If she was in the film Scanners, where a man can make people's heads explode.
I know, but I'm surprised that she went from this to that, to be honest.
So, I mean, I am as well, to be perfectly honest. Because it's in that film 9 years, Band, I think. It? Somewhat like that. But the whole premise of this is insane. I particularly like the IMDb explanation of it. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, go on.
In 1972, the Arizona State Park bought the London Bridge. Tom Jones is magically transported to Arizona, where he, befuddled, sings with celebrities and starts a love-hate relationship with a lass. That's it.
It's 50 minutes long. And it's that story's weird. There's about 8 songs in it. It's so strange. I don't understand it. It starts.
I think they've all discovered cocaine, Cliff.
I don't know. Like, it's. I just don't get it. It's obviously like, let's make a TV special with Tom Jones where he can sing in that. But he gets we'll have to make it a story, and then we'll get other singers and stuff to be in it, and he can collaborate with them. It was just stupid. It was really stupid.
See, I don't think that's happened. I think what's happened is it's like an advertising for this state park, isn't it, in Arizona? Because they've just bought the bridge, London Bridge. So they're thinking, how can we get the people in? How can we, you know, how can we get all the tourists in and stuff like that? Who's around we at the moment? Is there any celebrities around we? Is Tom Jones in Vegas? Do you think we can get him down? Yes, he's probably definitely in Vegas, isn't he? So just getting all these celebrities in.
They bought the London Bridge?
Yes.
In real life.
Transported it to Arizona.
In real life.
Did you not watch this program, Cliff?
I didn't think it was a documentary, but I've got to be honest.
It's definitely not a documentary, at least.
He goes
in part. It could
he goes
be.
In a bus under the sea to America.
Yeah, which unfortunately you don't get to see that, do you?
No,
It has to be explained. How did I get here? That's my Welsh accent.
Okay.
Why you've come under the sea? In this bus, the drunken bus lady says. And he's just, he goes, all right. And he believes everything that she says, doesn't he? So he never once questions why.
So he plays himself.
It's happening.
Everybody plays themselves.
Yeah.
Anyway, it starts with an amazing song, doesn't it? London is London.
Yeah. And I like the way that Tom is attacked by pigeons in this little segment.
Cowering away.
London. See, back with the plight of the animals there.
So, yeah, London is London. London is London. There's more lyrics, but, you know, it's not very good. I don't know who wrote that
song.
Nobody
can remember them.
I just remember the London is London song lyrics. Mm-hmm. And then some old woman on a bus tells him he's in America. Then the lass starts singing. What does she sing?
She sings that one of Oliver something. Oh,
Consider Yourself.
I hate that fucking song.
Yeah, I hate it as well.
I hate the musical Oliver. I've decided. I really do hate it, yeah. And as soon as Tom gets there, he starts having a barney with this American lass, doesn't he? About the bridge and everything British in that. Starts like picking on her.
You see, I'm from London.
Start having a big fight.
Says that's the only time.
Is that your Welsh accent?
That's my Tom Jones accent. I'm from London, you see.
he starts having a beef with her straight away, doesn't he?
By the way.
I mean, all the way through. Go on.
I can't remember seeing Elliot Gould in it.
Sticks them up.
He's the baddie. Oh, is that who that's is it?
He's a very hairy man.
So I didn't realise that. I've never seen Elliot Gould looking like that, looking like a high woman.
Mm-hmm. And he's got a lot of hair and a lot of facial hair, hasn't he? So, yeah, he pops up for some reason. But although throughout this, Tom, he's either very, very angry, Tom, isn't he? Not because he doesn't know where he is, because he doesn't test that. He doesn't even question that, does he? Or he just looks like he's on the verge of tears. That's the thing.
He looks very confused. I tell you what, he looks fantastic. I'll say that. He's got...
He's entirely made of sideboards.
He is. He's got...
Sideburns, as people would probably call them.
He's got huge hair, huge facial hair. He's a hulking man, isn't he? He's a physically imposing chap. I don't know, London. And then you get little bits of London popping up, don't you? And all of that while he's doing it. Consider Yourself at Home. And then then they're in a relationship after that.
A very love-hate one.
Mm-hmm. Then there's a little tour guide, isn't he? Engelbert Humperdinck decides to commit suicide.
See, I was looking for Engelbert Humperdinck, and I couldn't find him. I didn't see him. I thought he'd been cut out, so I didn't actually see him. I mean, you would have gotten him in to sing, wouldn't you? Is that who killed himself?
That's the guy who's going like shouting at the tour guide, saying like, "This is rubbish. Nothing's happening. I'm going to jump off the bridge. Then there'll be something going on."
Not the one dressed as a baby, surely.
Not the one dressed as a baby. You know, so confusing this. Program.
It is incredibly confusing.
Then all of a sudden, the carpenters appear. It's only just begun.
Yeah, and I like the way that the directors managed to coax them onto the top of a very perilous cliff.
Yeah, well,
while they sing that.
Jane was in the room, and then she went out. Basically, turned her back for a second, turned around again, and she was like, "What's happening here? He was on like a London bus a minute ago, and now the carpenters are in the desert." Like, yep, and you haven't missed anything either. That's literally went from that thing to that thing. No
exactly. I mean, much to my joy, there's no story behind it, is there? Gladly, apart from this kind of love hate relationship that he has with Jennifer O'Neill,
they go into different like scenarios, but the scenarios don't even like match up. There's like there's cowboys, then there's but it's not in cowboy era, it's in like modern day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Also,
there's like a black and white film, isn't there? Where the traditional one where you tie someone to the train tracks. Train
tracks. Yeah. So weird.
Like a silent film.
But mad. What we should say is the Carpenters song just turns into a very long ballet performance by Rudolf Nureyev.
Why did they do that? What? There's two things, right, that I would imagine TV specials have got to have in them, right? Mm-hmm. The first one is a bit of ballet, because, like, they love that, exactly, didn't yeah. they? Mm-hmm. People in tight.
Makes it high.
The second one.
It makes it high art, doesn't it?
It does, indeed. The second one, if it's a singer, is they've got to sing Got to Get You Into My Life. They've got it. It's in every TV special you've ever seen. And Tom Jones pulls it off, doesn't he? Got to get you into my life.
Well, I love that song. And I love Tom Jones, actually. So I'm happy to have him singing that. I think he's uh-huh. very good.
They mixed it with a melody with a different song for some reason, which was unnecessary, wasn't it?
What did it turn into?
It was like Tom Jones singing that. He was singing that to that lass, even mm-hmm. though she wasn't there. And she was somewhere else singing a completely separate song, and they kind of mixed them together. Don't know what the other one was. I haven't got a clue, because I was listening to Tom singing Got to Get You Into My Life in that way. Life! Like that. So that's good.
Into my life!
Hey, what? Cliff, did you know that on the DVD cover, this is described, or Tom Jones is described as being at his dynamic peak?
I don't think he is. I really don't think he's at his peak in this whatsoever. His voice is fantastic, especially mm-hmm. when he's singing Ghost Riders in the Sky. Because that bit, yippee guy, is built for Tom Jones to sing.
It definitely is.
And of course, he's riding a horse at that point, so that's good.
He is. I mean, at some point he gets dragged by a horse, doesn't he? He seems to enjoy it a little bit too much.
He just, after Kirk Douglas has sang a song as a cowboy that's turned into like a Fred Astaire number.
I know. That's the Kirk Douglas one's a bit mad, isn't it? It's a bit weird.
Things are so.
I mean,
are
you here to teach me to ride and shoot?
You can do all the Tom Jones bits from now on.
I don't think so.
But he's like, I love you in that movie. that was the first part I realised that all these people are playing themselves. Yeah. You always do.
So why would he mean it?
Style.
And that is what Kirk Douglas sings, isn't it? Yeah. Style.
Style. Uh-huh. And they're dressed like, Fred Astaire with top hats mm-hmm. and tails and canes and stuff like that. Goes back to being a cowboy after that. I think mm-hmm. by this point, we've already seen, or maybe it comes just after this, the highlight of it, which is the lady playing tennis against some masked men.
Ninjas.
Masked ninjas on the other side of the net.
Uh-huh.
While Tom Jones is one of his great songs, She's a Lady, plays over the top. So Tom Jones' song, She's a Lady, absolutely... I love the music of it. It's like, it's so early 70s, like when it, like not cool early 70s. It's obviously Vegas style, mm-hmm. isn't it? Like all the horns and stuff like that. The guitar music. It's very Elvis and Vegas.
But the intro is class, isn't it? The guitar bit.
I think the guitar bit's great. Like I love the song, but the lyrics, Brett, are almost like poetry, I find. Do you know what they mm-hmm. are? Should I read them?
Let's hear it.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind they'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. She always knows a place. She's got style. She's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. Mm-hmm. Whoa, whoa, whoa. She's a lady. Talking about the little lady. The lady's mine. She's never in the way. Always something nice to say. What a blessing. I can leave her on her own, knowing she's okay alone. And there's no messing. She's a lady. Whoa, whoa, whoa. She's a lady. Talking about the little lady. The lady's mine. Then the best bit. She never asks for very much, and I don't refuse her. Always treat her with respect. I never would abuse her. Like this bit. What she's got's hard to find. I don't want to lose her. Help me build a mountain from my little pile of clay. Hey, hey, hey. She knows what I'm about. She can take what I dish out. That's contradicting the previous bit.
That's contradicting the abuse.
And that's not easy. She knows me through and through. She knows just what to do and how to please me. Oh, yes, Tom, I bet she does. And then that's it. It's just a lot of whoa, whoa, whoa. And she's the lady after that. But strange, isn't it? Because he's saying how much he loves her and how brilliant she is. But also, one of the reasons I like her is she knows to stay in her place.
She knows her place. She can look after herself. I don't have to attend to her too much. But when I do want to, she's very quiet about it.
It's quite an old-fashioned view of relationship.
It certainly is.
What a crack and shoot at saying that.
Yeah, what a brilliant song. So, you know, we can forgive Mr. Jones that, I think, can't we? Do you think Tom Jones write that, did he?
Or did he have write anything, did he? I don't think he wrote any songs. It was written by Paul Anker.
What was it?
Right, Paul Anker.
Till he fell off the boat.
What? Are you thinking of Robert Maxwell?
He's called Anker.
Paul Anker. Oh, all right. Okay.
He's the greatest joke in the world, wasn't it? It was
I've Googled
the best
Paul
joke
Anker. The first thing that comes up, what is Paul Anker's ethnicity?
Why should that come up?
Do you know who Paul Anker is?
Yeah, he's a songwriter.
I think a songwriter, yeah. But what ethnicity do you think he is? Now I've got the answer.
I've got no idea.
He's Lebanese, Brett. He's Lebanese.
Is he?
That would be my guess. No wonder people are asking it.
I'm not bothered. To be honest.
At all. Number one
I'm not really bothered. On Google. Mm-hmm. So the people that type Paul Anker in Google are just worried about his ethnicity. Yeah. Wonder why.
Well, weirdos. There we go.
Maybe he's not looking for boats.
Do you get the impression that Tom Jones and this lady weren't together a lot? For the film, because
there's not much chemistry going on.
It's almost always split screen, like they're never on the same screen together when they're singing.
And sometimes it's not even her. Exactly. Did you know that? Well, it's
Raquel Welch, isn't it?
Well, that's it. It's Raquel Welch sometimes, because there was a previous special called Raquel. So what they've done is spliced bits of that special into this one.
Really?
So sometimes, sometimes she's she's her. She's Jennifer O'Neill. Sometimes she's Raquel Welch.
It seems like
they just hope that people didn't notice.
It's a very lazy way of making a film, that, isn't it? Like
it sure is.
Bits from a previous film you've made, isn't it?
Exactly. Hey, did you notice that there's a tennis match in there as well with Charlton Heston?
Well, yeah. Well, that's a bit where She's a Lady starts playing tennis.
It's after Charlton that, isn't Heston. It?
Yeah.
But that was just spliced in there for no reason as well.
There's loads Charlton of Heston. People in, and they've got nothing to do with the story, whatever the story's meant to be. But what
I don't know what the story is.
What happens? Basically, it ends when the Carpenters do a concert. Is that right?
Yeah, the Carpenters basically have a concert at the end, and you're right. That's the end. Was it all a dream? He's back in London after that.
Well, he's singing London again. And he's like cozying up with some London girls in a pub. And he looks happy.
But he prefers that anyway. I mean, that's what he said to this lass. He prefers I don't know how to deal with him.
Yeah, I'm from London, you see. I prefer London life.
Don't know how to deal with these girls. he doesn't, does he? He might have been in Vegas all those years, but he doesn't know how to deal.
He doesn't know what's going on.
He's completely out. Yeah. It's maybe because he's on the verge of like ripping someone apart. That's the thing. He really is. I don't know if he's on the amphetamines or whatever, but he looks like he's going to.
He's very aggressive, isn't he?
He's an aggressive man, isn't he? He's very soft-spoken man, isn't he?
He's got like a manic grin all the time. Like he looks like he looks like he's loving life while he's making this film. Is what
He certainly does. But I mean, it has to be seen to be believed. I guess
it's weird. I didn't know it was a real thing for the Arizona State Park, and it doesn't make any sense. There's no continuity in it. It's not even like that good. Like they've got all these people in it, but they don't really make a virtue of it. It's just very strange. I would watch it if anybody watches it. There's versions of it on YouTube. You can find it very easily. And you get to see some of Raquel Welch, some of that other lass playing tennis in that. Brett, what I've been meaning to ask you is, do you like Tom Jones? It was nothing bad, just asking whether you like Tom.
I was expecting someone bad then. Yeah. I do like Tom Jones, yes. He, I mean, he's a legend, isn't he? He's, I mean, to have a career from 60s up until now and that, and to still be going strong and that, that's amazing, that. So, yes. Do you like him?
Yeah, I do. I think he's got loads of great songs. I think he's a, he's a great performer. And I like how he's evolved over the years and stuff as well. And I think I watched a documentary and his son started managing him in the 80s when he had his comeback stuff, more of that later. And he was like, you need to be like more modern dad. And then as he got into the 90s, he was like, yeah, now you need to stop. You need to hitch yourself to some Brit poppers. And then after that, he was like, you need to stop dyeing your hair. Like, you're old. Like, you should start, like, being more kind of, like, stately and stuff like that and sing songs with gravity and stop trying to just sing the same old shite with, like, get old women, like, throwing their knickers at you and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I thought, yeah, good. He's done all of that. Like, he's, in fact, I don't know if you've listened to any of his newer stuff, but his last album is, like, that's, few albums are good. Like, he did a lot of kind of gospel-y stuff, like, you know, Bob Dylan songs and old blues songs and stuff like that. But his last album's a bit different. It's not all great. It's called Surrounded by Time. It came out last year. There's a lot of spoken word stuff in it, like with, like, just electro music, and it's quite sparse and atmospheric. I don't really see the point of having Tom Jones and doing spoken words, considering he's, his voice is like the main, his singing voice is the main thing. But anyway, there's a song, the last song on it is called Lazarus Man, which is a Terry Callier song. Terry Callier is like a acid jazzy soul singer from the 70s and onwards. And it's a 16-minute song of just this like electronic, like atmospheric stuff while he's singing over the top of it. It's fucking brilliant. Absolutely amazing. Yeah. Like, I love it.
Oh, check it out.
And that's like, I know he's like 82 or something. He is like, it's, and he's still doing well. Like, that's it. Surprising stuff.
He's had like a hit throughout the decades since he started, hasn't he? Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, Sex Bomb and stuff like that. And what was that one called? Stoned in Love or whatever, where his like voice is completely different.
Yeah, with Chicken.
Aye.
Well, so, like, there might be a quiz asking some of this kind of stuff later.
Oh, well, I don't know much about Tom Jones, to be honest.
Hopefully you know more than those two things.
Nah, that's it. That's all I know. That's all I know from him.
Well, let's find out. I'll ask you the quiz question.
Let's find out, yeah. Let's do it.
This quiz is called Tom Jones Some Songs Questions.
Right.
So the first one is, which Lenny Kravitz song did Tom the Jones cover in 1995? And you've got a sing the name of it like you think Tom Jones sang it.
I can't do that. I can't do his accent. I'm not going to be able to sing like it. Lenny Kravitz. Fucking hell. Can't even think of any fucking Lenny Kravitz songs now.
He's only got about four hits, hasn't he?
I know. I play one on my guitar as well, but I fucking...
It'll be that one.
Yeah. That one. Uh-huh. What's it called?
It's called that.
What's it called?
Are You Gonna Go My
You don't
way?
Know. Aye, that's it. Did he do that one?
Yeah, he did that. I listened to it earlier.
Was it on that album and stuff where he was...
No, it wasn't. So it was 1999 that came out, which seems late, I think, because he's duetting with like people from space and
the Cardigans and that.
Yeah, 1999. I thought it would be 1995 or something, but no, it was 1999.
I thought so as well.
But also that makes sense because it was when we were going out in Shields and that, wasn't it? When we were 18, when Sax Boom was out. And,
it was constantly on in Shields. Musa T. Sax Boom, wasn't it? Yes, aye. I mean, that was number one in that, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Probably for like weeks on end. Sex
Ball. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that was like his, what was his first hit? Do you know which one? What's his first one?
I would get. I'm going to have a guess. Was it Green Green Grass of Home?
No, it wasn't. It was. It's Not Unusual. Was his first.
Oh,
one.
Was it?
And then apparently after, What's New Pussycat and Thunderball, he decided, or his manager decided to make him do some more serious stuff. So he did the Green Green Grass of Home and a couple of the I Who Have Nothing. I think might have been after that.
He was good friends with the King, wasn't he?
I haven't asked apparently. Any King questions. But yeah, apparently he's friends. He always says he was anyway. There's nobody to contradict it.
There certainly isn't, is there? I'm sure he was, because there would have been in Vegas at this similar times.
I think he was.
Yeah.
But on that 1999 album, he's one of his biggest hits off that was Mama Told Me Not to Come. And that was with the Stereophonics. But do you know who wrote that song?
I don't know. Was it Rod Stewart or someone?
It wasn't.
That's me guess.
All right. Every time we do quizzes, like you have a go at us for not taking them seriously. And when I try and do a proper quiz, it doesn't work because you don't know the answers.
So I don't know the answers.
And then it's not stupid. It's not stupid and you don't know the answers. It's just a quiz where you don't know the answers and it's boring.
Pretty much is. What you want to try and do is like try and write a quiz where I know the answers, or you think I might know the answers.
Well,
instead of like, you know,
it was Tom Randy Jones Newman quizzes. Anyway.
Well, was it?
What do you think I was going to do? Quiz about? Was an episode about Tom Jones?
I didn't know.
That Amsters you asked us to
the
do.
Welsh? The Welsh?
The 1987 comeback hit was Kiss.
Well, I knew that. See, if that was the question, I would have said that.
It's easy, isn't it? But it was somebody featuring Tom Jones. You know who it was.
Oh, something, Sound Machine or something like that.
It was Miami Sound Machine.
That's it. Yeah, there you go. See, I kind of got that, didn't I?
That's Gloria Estefan's backing band.
I didn't say that anyway. I said this. I didn't know. It's one of them things, isn't it?
It was Art of Noise.
That's what I meant, of course it did. Art of Noise. Yeah.
So, there you go. Tom Jones' massive hit album Reload came out in 1999. He followed that up with an album in 2002. Do you know what that album was called? Or do you know which current pop star of the time he teamed up with to co-write it?
Was it Gary Barlow? Was it was it called Reloading 2?
Reload, yeah.
Reload again?
Again, yeah.
Yeah. Was it that?
I think Jones, I don't think Jones and Barlow get on. What do you reckon?
Good. I don't think that they should. I wouldn't want to live in a world where they did.
That's what I'm honest. Hoping that Jones would like brush him off as a square.
Yeah, I would certainly hope so. You haven't been in a 1972 special, have you?
No.
That's anyway, what you'd say, bro.
The correct answer to this question was Wyclef Jean.
Fuck it, Al. I'm not going to know that. No chance.
Well, luckily for you, there's one question.
And I didn't.
Left,
oh, thanks. Thank Lord. Have I got, how many have I got right, Cliff?
All of them. You've got one. The diddly needy needy. Right,
I'll be getting the first one. Dog's abuse off your dad, won't I?
Well, no, because I think you're going to redeem yourself for this, because if you get this right, it's if you get 5 points. In which 1990s film does Tom Jones play himself?
Well, you see, I know this one. It's The Mars Attacks.
It is. But a bonus point, who's the director of that one?
Tim Burton.
Curious film, isn't it?
A very curious film, yes. It's but a good one. I like it.
Jack Nicholson
plays two different people. Yeah, two different people. He plays in that film.
Well,
he plays the president, and he also plays like this cowboy guy.
Okay.
As well.
Just well, so there you go. You've got, because you got that right, and the bonus question right, you've ended up with full marks.
Well, thanks very much. So, Brian, no abuse from you. Thank you very much.
Redeemed yourself.
I knew I'd get that one.
Tom Jones, the programme, was all right. but it did make us watch straight after it on YouTube. A Night with Tom Jones from ITV in the late 90s.
Oh, did you?
And you know what I love about watching those programs? Because I'll watch any of them. Doesn't matter who it is, as long as they're not horrible.
Julian Clary?
I'd watch it, but I don't think he's been asked to do one. The best thing about those shows, Brett, the crowd and the random people that are in the crowd.
Yeah.
Because obviously they get them to ask questions of that, don't they?
Yeah, and they always have a big smile on the face when they get they're asked excited, questions, even though they probably don't know them.
And the celebrity.
I've never
themselves.
Even met Linda the Saudi.
This one, Inzi Harriet's on it, right? So he's just about to, he must have released fucking sex bomb or something, right? So
Inzi, I thought you were going to say
they get a lovely,
he must have released the red apple.
They get a he gets a huge cheer, Ainsley, when he comes on, and Tom Jones goes, oh, they like a bit of that, don't they? They all have a laugh. And Ainsley goes, Tom, well done. What a fabulous career you've had, and you've been doing it for so long now. Well done. What a great achievement that is. But, Tom, you're teaming up with all of these young people now for some lovely duos. Is this the end of Tom Jones, the solo performer?
Did they not vet that question?
Right, what a weird thing.
It's a celebration of his career.
I mean,
he's bringing it down, isn't he?
But he's obviously all the questions are like vetted and approved, right? Because he goes, well, obviously not, but funny you should say about the duos, because here's someone now. And he's no spring chicken, and it's Mick Hucknall.
He's no spring chicken. He looks like a spring chicken.
There's some funny quotes in it, though. You know, they tell like little anecdotes and stuff. It's good. They're not all very funny, but like the audience just laughs at everything that they say, even if it's a serious thing. That as soon as they start talking, one of them, like, it's not even a joke. Like, he says, oh, well,
is Lionel play there?
Probably. It's probably like your Cat Dealies, your Tim Healy's.
Your Cat Dealies, your Tim Healy's.
Is there a third one that for that? Patrick Keelty. I don't know. He's probably there. He probably was with Cat Dealy.
He probably was. Yeah, the swine. Right, I'm going now because I'm going to watch England
All right,
play.
Okay. I didn't even know England were playing. What's it in? No. Just a friendly or what?
It's the Nations League or something.
Fucking hell. Right, okay. We'll leave you with some.
Got beat by Hungary or someone on Saturday, didn't we?
Who?
England.
The England men's national football team.
Yes.
I didn't even know they played.
Puskás scored? I didn't know Puskás scored. He didn't. He's dead.
Right, what's the music?
Yes, music. Watch the football. Yes, music. I've got music. It's good in this one.
Like
some mellow and chilled out, isn't it? And it's by Chris James Willows.
Okay, well, I like it.
Slow Speed.
Slow Speed, Chris James Willows. Let's listen to it. See everyone later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Set your eyes on my hand. Redden from this cold wind. Light is right behind you. Without being noticed, gather strength to leave here. Deepest breath that you give. Revel from your ribcage. Try not to feel this for once, maybe twice, collecting little moments that are nice. We're here tonight, everything's right, and still stuck in this mess. Still look down over.
driving up to see you. Worried and nervous. Is there anybody in there? The silence, it hurts me. For once, maybe twice, collecting little moments that are nice. We're here tonight, and everything's right, but we're still stuck in this bed.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.